Good morning, Regina Mangan.
Good morning, Damien. Good morning to your listeners.
Liberty Blue estate agent, auctioneers. How are you getting on with Kilmac Thomas? Tell me about what's the big sale in Kilmac that's coming up shortly.
We have put Kiersey's tea rooms and bar on the market in the last 24 hours, and we'll be putting a video out on all our social media channels as well. It's on the advert for Daft. It's a beautiful property, beautiful. And, you know, I think for an owner operator to come into the area, they have a wonderful opportunity to do very well, I would think. To do very well, because Kilmac Thomas is thriving.
Is there a guide price there at present?
It is price on application, so if anybody is interested to get in touch with me, we can disclose that.
Okay, very good. And again, it just leads us into the whole idea of the property market and where we're going at the minute, because there are so few properties for sale and for rent at the minute. You put a very interesting post up on Facebook. That's the reason we have you in this morning. You're maintaining that in your 25 years in the property business in Waterford, you've never seen anything like this.
No, that's correct, Damien. It's something I'm very passionate about, and I've been talking about it for years. So it's a bit like if you could imagine you're drinking a cup of coffee and you're taking sips out of it all the time, and you look at the coffee and then it's all gone, right? Pardon the analogy. This has been going on for years, a drain in stock, a drain in supply of rental properties. So at the moment, Ireland is reliant on the private landlord for the majority of rental stock. And if we look at Waterford, we don't have any of these real estate investment funds. They're all private landlords that own the properties. In actual fact, four-fifths of our landlords only own one or two properties. So there's a kind of a perception that they're big fat cats. They're not. They're regular people who either own a property because they're an accidental landlord, because a couple maybe moved in together, got married, and they had another property and they rented out. Somebody left them the property, or they bought the property for pension. Now, the landlords have been racing out of the market around Ireland, not just Waterford, at a rate of about 6,000 a year. So if you can imagine, over the years, since 2012, all these landlords have been racing out of the market. Now we've got a strong sales market, and so they're capitalising on the market and leaving. So I did an analysis there of what was for sale in Waterford about 2 weeks ago, 59 properties, houses for sale under 350,000, of which 27 were rental properties, in my opinion. Now, so today, when you look at Daft, there are four properties for rent in Waterford City.
Four properties for rent in Waterford City. The population of Waterford City is in around 50,000-55,000. I know you look at that in terms of the outer ring road and different areas, but just let people sink in with that. Let's say approximately 50,000 people living in and around Waterford City, and we talked and we're going to hear about the students coming back into the city and things like that. Four properties for rent.
And there are no student properties. So just put on top of that now the mammies that we have at the door who are crying, right? They are crying because there are no properties at all. Facebook, I answer it late at night, early in the morning, messaging any student properties, none. Phones are ringing off the hook. So I suspect, I haven't got the data, what's happened is because the students weren't around on account of COVID, all those properties were rented to non-students, a majority of them. So the government needs to sit up. This is a political issue. It's getting worse.
Just before you say that, Regina, let's forget about the government for a minute and let's just be honest with people, because that's what we do on this show, as you know. Yes. For the next 2 years, nothing is going to improve in the housing market, in the rental or in the buying market. Nothing is going to improve.
I don't see it, to be honest,
no,
with you, Damien. I see
we don't.
It getting worse.
No, because the plans are there and the government is saying we have these plans. And like, we're now in a situation of a crisis, a major, major crisis. Whatever plans the government had, and we've covered the Housing for All policy, and whatever plans the other parties have, let's be honest with the people here. Nothing is going to get better over the next 2 years, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, where are the people going to, if there's only four properties today, right, for rent, where are the rest magically going to appear from? You know, the landlords are racing out. They supply the market. So we have a situation now where we've no houses or properties for nurses, we've none for chefs, we've none for workers, anybody, we've no properties. Nothing.
And then,
and I've never seen anything like that. So, you know, there does seem to be sort of a perception that landlords, you know, well, okay, there's a reason. Let's talk about why the landlords are leaving the market, because I didn't really come on just to complain, right? I want people to know landlords are leaving the market because it's no longer profitable for landlords to be in the rental business. They don't want to be in it, so they're leaving. So the government needs to keep incentivise landlords to stay in the market, because we're reliant on the private landlord to provide supply. And if we don't have the private landlord to give supply, then we don't have anywhere for the people to live. And we in Ireland are moving more and more towards a rental society. Not everybody can buy, and not everybody wants to buy at a certain point.
Correct. But the brightest and the best in this country, not only planners, economists, those that are involved in building, the politicians, spent the last 3 to 4 months looking at housing in all its different assets and took reports from different lobby groups. And they came up with this Housing for All strategy, which effectively is not doing what you're saying needs to be done. So the market is completely dysfunctional, and any attempts to reorganise the market over the next 2 years will not work, and certainly will not help in the present situation. And then the government will be surprised or worried or given out about radio stations like us and others saying, ah, you're being a bit too critical. We're not being critical. We're stating the facts. For the next 2 years, renting and buying houses in Ireland is an absolute joke.
Well, look, just to add to that, because I suppose the way I'm worried, I'd like to look at solutions. I'd like to see an immediate action taken with regards to Airbnb properties. We cannot afford to have massive number of properties eaten up with Airbnb. We cannot. We need to be able to provide a roof over people's head as a home. It's a primary need. Food, clothes and a roof over your head. I think that's one, I think.
But why didn't they do that, Regina, then? Why didn't these brightest and best in the country over the last 5 months who are planning these big policy documents, who are more intelligent than you and me, why didn't they come up with these plans?
Well, I feel with regards to housing, most of it, the decisions are political. They're not strategic and they're not necessarily in the best interest of the public, because there's a general perception that landlords are the bad guys. Let's just look at a second, right, the profile of landlords, because this is important. There are different types of landlords. So you've got these real estate investment funds. We don't have any of them in Waterford, but in Ireland we do. Their tax treatment is totally different to Mary and John, who own a house on Morrison's Road that's rented out. Mary and John have to pay over between 40 and 52% tax on it, right? They then if you live outside the country, you're a non-resident landlord and you pay 20% tax. So there's a huge variance in the tax treatment between Mary and John, these real estate investment firms, and the non-resident landlord. So, like, there is solutions. Then if there's a dispute and a tenant decides not to pay their rent, not because they can't, but because they decide not to, that does happen. The recourse for the landlord is shocking. So the legislation is very much sided in favour of the tenant. Now, we're fortunate because we're an agency, we deal with professional landlords who want to treat their tenants correctly. I've no doubt there's landlords out there who do things that they shouldn't do, and I abhor that. But there has to be an incentive to keep the landlord in the market. That's really important. And I do think there are things that the government could do instead of waiting for 2 years.
Regina, we'll continue this debate another day. Thank you very much.